But if you look at those pictures of him with the some of them which we know were rigged pictures, but other ones weren't, with electric flashes coming out of them, and he's sitting there unharmed.
Mm-hmm.
I myself, in an earlier carnival thing, was up there having the voltage run through me and lighting light bulbs and having my hair stand on end with it, so I've experienced it and I know it's harmless. That could have been the means and the visual means of creating a burning bush, and lasers could have emblazoned and burned the laws into the tablets.
What's called a phenomenon.
Phenomenon. We evidently have a high scientific skills that were present in those periods of time.
Mm-hmm. Well, the guards to the Garden of Eden, or yes, as they are described, certainly could be a robot type of sentry.
Well, we found that in the etymology, that the cherubims and the flaming sword, the Hebrew word there is kebab, and we get a laser beam for the flaming sword, and but back to the burning bush. Also, the energy of God, or the Lord God, would emit that kind of.
Well, interestingly, Alec Hynek
right.
Recounts cases which are taken from Project Blue Book's reports on close encounters, in which witnesses who have claimed to see landed UFOs have seen phenomena like burning fires near the craft where they have landed. And this sounds very much like an encounter of the third kind, the account of Moses and the burning bush, as though there were a spacecraft that had settled somewhere near, and the voice that he was hearing was perhaps over a PA system. It could have been, of course, an inner subjective vision, but it can just as readily be interpreted as one more instance of a UFO account of the what Hynek would call a close encounter sort.
And how could Moses pretty well describe a UFO anyway? It was just totally outside of his frame of reference.
There's another much more typical Blue Book type of account, of course, where it says that there was apparently a craft that came down on the top of a mountain with rumbling and shaking, and that flames went out of it, and then Moses ascended up to it. And when he came back down, his face shone, says. And interestingly, then in the New Testament, we have an almost parallel account where Jesus goes up to the Mount of Transfiguration with two of the disciples, and sees and has communication with the occupants in a close encounter of the third kind, as Hynek would call it. And when he comes down, his face shines again.
A lot of energy going
on.
Well,
a lot of energy.
Some of it has to do with Tesla coils, which can create this kind of thing, or what we call Tesla coils. Obviously, if they existed in the Bible times, it was before Tesla, and they had another name for them.
Yes, you're relating it to the Tesla coil phenomenon, and to the corona discharge phenomenon is a very interesting parallel, I think.
A verbal footnote there in terms of Moses having come down from the mount and his face shining. When he came down, the people were told not to look at him. They had to turn their backs because he was...
I remember.
Yes. So that would be in accord with what you're speaking of.
How long did it take Moses to tone down? Does it ever tell us?
It doesn't, that I recall, say how long this phenomenon lasted after he had come down.
That's an interesting question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does that help you, Bob?
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Good question. You know your Bible. We'll be right back. We have Marge on the line who has... she may not totally agree with you two. You ready to take on Marge?
We're happy to speak with her.
All right, we'll be to Marge in just a moment.
Interesting.
I'm me. They are the authors of Heirs of the Gods, and I understand, Marge, that you don't exactly go along with what they're saying here.
Okay, Bill, am I on?
You are on.
Good evening, Marge.
Can you hear me, Bill? I want to talk to you first.
Okay, we are.
I've listened to you for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You put me in touch with Marcel Vogel.
Yes.
And Dr. Manners in England.
Mm-hmm.
And I've written to both of them, and I do have telekinetic ability. I did bend a spoon, and you didn't, did you?
No, I haven't. Well, not real good.
Never.
I've worked on it a little
bit
more.
Okay, Drs. Lee and Vivian Gladden.
Yes, Mom.
Yes.
Your book sounds fascinating. Where can I get it?
Well,
Heirs of the Gods. Is it in the library?
It's in most of the libraries that we're
Where do you live, Marge, in the Los Angeles area?
I live in Arcadia. Yes, it is in the Los Angeles area.
Yes. In the Los Angeles area, some of the bookstores that are carrying it are Cosmic Connection out in the valley, or Dutton's, or Bodhi Tree in Hollywood.
Yes.
Those would all be
Cosmic
not too
Connection.
Far from your area.
Is that the name of a bookstore?
Yes, those are bookstores.
Or the Bodhi Tree.
I love that cosmic idea.
Bodhi Tree on Melrose, or the health store.
A lot of the New Age bookstores are carrying it, but then many of the standard bookstores, such as Dutton's, which is not too far from you, is also carrying it.
Or,
I'm certainly interested in reading your hypothetical theory, which I regard it as such, as just like mine is hypothetical. Where did you get this name of this planet?
We got that out of the Book of Job.
Job 38, canst thou bind the sweet influences of the Pleiades? Or loose
name the planet?
Or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season? Or canst thou guide Arcturus with his son?
Yeah.
Job 38, 31 and 32.
Right here in front of me.
And the reference to Arcturus there... and Maseroth connected with it, which has an interpretation when you get into the etymology. One of the possible interpretations is a planet.
I see.
And this suggests...
One has to be pretty sort of, pardon me, far out to interpret this, right?
Well, when you speak of a planet, when you speak of a sun, a star, a sun, Arcturus, and his sons, S-O-N-S, the Hebrew word there is Ben, of course.
Uh-huh.
You mean heavenly bodies that
I
in
see.
Some way are dependent on the primary body, and that would either have to mean that it's a double star, which we know it is not. Modern astronomy is accurate enough to be sure of that.
Yeah.
So the only other possibility is that it is referring to a planetary system around Arcturus, and that Maseroth is one of its planets.
It's the only one it names, but there may be others.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me here, Lee. On the word Nazir, we actually got the word planet that came from Maseroth.
I see.
Yes.
Yes,
right.
You see.
Well, I sort of wonder where that leaves me out in left field as a so-called, quote-unquote, born again.
Well, that just brings you right into the fold.
Pardon me?
That brings you right into the fold.
Did you ever, I'm sure you did, I've read it three or four times before it happened to me, in a very small, humble way, Cosmic Consciousness...
Yes.
Where man evolves. There's three kinds of consciousness. Simple, the animals have. Self, we have as humans. And cosmic, that Jesus...
Yes, we have a good many books in our library about cosmic consciousness.
Uh-huh.
And it's something we deal with in our chapter called Pentecost and Biocosmic Energy.
Yeah.
That's our 13th,
okay, sure
chapter 13 in our book.
Denying that.
That's... pretty much covered in the Bible, the what
yes.
you might want to call the cosmic cosmos.
I can hear your old voice there. How are you, Bill? Don't
Excuse
tell.
Me?
Okay, I certainly, are you saying that you think man was not materialized, or, I just am wondering about this business of impregnating Mary's womb and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're not saying that, of course. Well, what we're saying is that John is saying that in the Gospel of John.
Can you quote that so I can write it down with
Luke.
You?
And Luke.
And Luke also, but notably, you get it in John where he speaks of, as we said, Jesus being the only begotten Son.
Yeah.
And the Greek word there, monogenes, means monogenetic Son.
I see.
And if you study what a monogenetic offspring is in modern biology, you'll see that it means a clone.
And
that will help me a lot.
And in Luke, when Gabriel comes to Mary, he says this thing that will be born of you will be of the Holy Ghost, you will be overshadowed. And the word there, the Greek word is episkiazo. And as I said earlier in the program, that gives you the meaning of a brilliant haze.
I see. Mm-hmm,
that impregnation was by some kind of a radiation of energy rather than...
I do believe in energy, don't you?
Oh,
sure
yeah.
The whole universe.
Most definitely.
That's all there is.
That's what the universe is all about.
The whole thing is energy. Does
both modern physics and the Bible seems to teach
listening?
That.
I'm listening to you, Marge.
You're going to cut me off, aren't you?
Yeah, it's time.
No, you're not.
We got to go. I really appreciate your question, Marge.
Yeah.
And I hope this helped you.
Well, thank you very, very much.
Thank you,
thank
Marge,
you.
For
we
calling.
Enjoyed your question.
I will read your book with earnest endeavor.
All right. I hope you do.
Bye-bye.
We'll get to Jim in just a moment.
And Vivian, Glad and I read your book about a year and a half ago or so.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. And I remember at one point in the future, you referred to the fact that everyone who had ever lived on this planet would be brought to life again, and we would all, according to our spirituality, find our separate areas.
The Bible says this, we believe, yes.
Okay. And so the way that the people were brought back, it sounded like there were many ways, but one of them was these people from Maseroth had... they'd have a record of the code of each person's life. All they needed was a sample, like from a skeleton, for instance.
A record of their genetic code.
Yeah, and wherever they got this code, it could be a number of ways. And however, I noticed that the word reincarnation was never really referred to in your book, and this is what I was curious about.
Well, of course, this would be literally a reincarnation. Paul comes close to using that term in the New Testament when he speaks about a new body. But if you take a person whose original body has totally disappeared, it's been obliterated, nothing is left of it. Mm-hmm. Say he's been cremated or he's... been drowned in the ocean and his body is disintegrated or is disintegrated in the grave. And then you reconstruct this person from a record of his genetic code, which was made while he was living. The new body would be a reincarnation of his personality. It wouldn't be reincarnation in quite the sense, say, the Hindus speak of it, but it would certainly be reincarnation.
In Job 14:14, we read, if a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time will I wait until my change come. Thou shalt call, and I will answer thee. Thou wilt have a desire to do the work of thine hands. And we all know the magnificent work of Handel. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. And very quickly, chapter 13, 1 Corinthians, Paul speaking, St. Paul. But when that which is perfect, whole, that's what perfect means, we hear a lot about holistic today, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as I am also known.
There's one other thing, too, Jim, it might be interesting to mention, though it's not in the Bible that you were working with. The early writers, like Origen and St. Augustine, talked a great deal about reincarnation.
Yes.
And certainly if the spiritual presence of us after our physical life is gone is in this earth area, there is all the genetic or the encoding necessary to bring you back into
life.
And
we discuss this in our final chapter. They're coming back. We discuss several alternative methods of resurrection, and one of them would involve a resurrectional energy.
Okay.
All right. Does that help you, Jim?
Yeah, really does.
Thank you
for calling.
Good question. And thank both of you for coming by.
Thank you, Bill.
Our time is done, and it looks like we just got started.
It's nice to be home again.
Now, to get that book, the Bodhi Tree, a couple of the stores around, or just write to you, care of me here at the radio station. I'll get it to you, and you'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
And,
it's been wonderful being here with you again.
Yeah,
so good to see you again.
So much.
That book is great. Heirs of the Gods. Read it. Keep it in your library. It'll make everybody think. We'll see you next week, and we'll talk more about the UFOs. I'll have a surprise for you then.
Happy Celebration 25.